Hey everybody, it's Monday, September 12th, late afternoon, and we just got out of our first movie of the day, chilling out on the patio at the Canadiana Backpackers Inn for a little bit. Background noises you hear are people getting drunk. That happens a lot here.
True.
So what we saw was, I'll get his last name wrong, but it's Nacho Vigalondo, I think that's his name, Vigalondo. Nacho Vigalondo's Extraterrestrial. He's the director that made Time Crimes, which I saw last year, and it's Time Crimes is one of the most intricately plotted time travel fantasies I think I've ever seen. So it's definitely one of those where after you watch it, you immediately have to watch it again, because now you know things that are going on that you didn't understand before, and it's a whole new movie the second time. So my expectations were high, just like they were last night for Headshot, but this time they were totally met, even though it was a completely different movie. Extraterrestrial is, as the name suggests, there are UFOs involved, but not so much. It's mostly a big romantic farce.
Sorry.
And Paul's celebrating because he fixed something on his text adventure that he won't let me play yet because he's still tweaking it.
I finally managed to test it and it worked. So.
But so we both really liked it. We laughed our butts off. There's a drunken dinner party scene where there's about five different undercurrents going on, and very little of it's communicated verbally. It's just a really good job by the actors, and the director just kind of trusted them to get it right, and they nailed it. And some really quirky, funny characters, and just some really preposterous plot elements that, you know, I wound up forgiving anyway. So, what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. You know, I like the way when they use sci-fi elements as a backdrop for a personal story.
Yeah.
The way they did in Monsters.
Yeah.
You know,
very
it's
much
kind of
so.
Like that, but this was way funnier and way more Spanish farce-like.
Yes.
You know?
And sometimes it made me think of French farces.
Yeah, but it was funny. It was well done.
Yeah.
The characters were good. You know, it was enjoyable. And it falls into that lo-fi sci-fi thing, as I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I like that sort of aesthetic, which seems to be coming out a lot these days.
Yes, and there's room for more filmmakers out there, and we like it. So we're getting ready now to go get something to eat, and then we're going to see UFO in Her Eyes, which is another UFO themed.
Another lo-fi sci-fi
yeah.
aesthetic.
Yes, but this time from China, so I can practice my Mandarin. So catch you guys later.